This is a demonstration of how to use Avery Label Maker. So after you've downloaded the Avery plugin, you see to the right, the Avery plugin is here. Click on that and hit next. Select the Avery label that you have. In this case, I have 8195. Do a search. Select the label. Looks correct. Choose either portrait or landscape. I'm going to use portrait. And then you select the type of label you like on that label. So I'm going to use my own graphics, so I'm going to select this one here. Then I want all the same addresses down the same row all over the page instead of individual. You can actually do a mail merge in here, but we won't do that now. Then you select the graphics you would like to add. So what I usually do is I bring up my Explorer window and pick a graphics. Let's choose this one here. You hit right click, copy, go back to the application, and let's go in and just paste it into this. It's going to be larger than the normal size. What you do is you click on it, change the size to 0.34 of an inch, 3/4 of an inch, or 3/4 of an inch. Same with the, and this automatically sets to 45. Just hit OK. You can click on the original graphics that's there and just hit delete. And there you have this. But be careful because the edge actually is protruding further into the text than you would like. So you just grab it, squeeze it over a bit. I think that'll work. And then we type in a name, for example, Arlene. And actually, let's put, and let's do address. Claremont, and oops, and let's just put New York. D4711 or something like that. Okay, and then we hit also want to make this bolden. Okay. And then you can actually go hit next, print preview, so you can see what the graphics look like before you commit. Okay, let's look. Magnification. Guess I can't magnify too big. Let's see. All right, well, that's all I really want to know, because that's actual size of the printed label. Actually, here's the actual document here. So it's finished, and we should be returned back to the Word document, as you saw, after it does its thing. And we can then save it as a Word document for later use or print it. So in this case,